Today we have a very special guest, actually two very special guests, Dr. Richard Bouch and Amberly Russell. And Dr. Bouch is the executive director here at the Holy Cross Institute at St. Edward's University. That's a mouthful. I can't imagine what the business card looks like. And Amberly is the communications director. And it's an honor to be here with you. And I know a lot of our listeners are going, where's St. Edward's? And what's the Holy Cross Institute? So we're gonna dive into all of that. We're going to answer all those questions today. And just a reminder to everybody, if you don't get an opportunity to listen to the entire episode, you can always pick it up on our website at armorofgodradio.com. And it'll be under our schedule tab. And you'll find all of our podcasts right there on armorofgodradio.com. So Dr. Bouch, Amberly, thank you very much for carving out some time for us today.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with a proper introduction. Dr. Bouch, I'll let you kick this off.
Well, thank you, Tom. And I want to say thank you for having Amberly and myself on Armor of God Radio with you and your listeners today. This is an honor for us. Now, here at the Holy Cross Institute, my title is Executive Director, but I sometimes introduce myself as a Catholic biblical scholar in service of the Roman Church and all the people of God. Now, within my focus in the Bible, it's the Old Testament. Okay. And that's really where I've researched and published articles and books on the patriarchs and the prophets and the Psalms especially. I also teach courses in scripture and related areas here at St. Edward's University, where we have amazing students. They excel in biblical studies and really everything else, sacraments, devotions. My own studies took place at the University of Notre Dame in Indiana, where I earned my PhD in biblical studies. And a fun fact is that a few years ago, I spent a semester in Rome as an invited professor at the Pontifical Biblical Institute, or the Biblicum, where I taught classes and lectured. And one more thing. I am currently serving as president of the Catholic Biblical Association, which is based at Catholic University in Washington and serves our church nationwide. Wow. So the Bible is a big part of who I am.
Apparently.
and I mention this with you today because we're going to be talking a lot about Holy Cross and about Father Basil Moreau, who's the founder of Holy Cross. And a little-known fact is that Father Basil Moreau was himself a biblical scholar. He was trained in Bible. He taught seminary courses in biblical studies before he founded Holy Cross. But I brought a book today. One of his most important books is his Daily Meditations on Key Passages of Scripture. And this remains an inspiration to Holy Cross religious and to Holy Cross educators worldwide.
Wow.
So it's really, it's the Jesus of the Gospels whom all in Holy Cross follow faithfully, thanks to Father Moreau especially, who was a scripture scholar.
So when you were in Rome, what did you teach there? Were you teaching a specific subject or just?
I did. I taught a course on the first five books of the Old Testament, which we refer to as the Pentateuch. So we know in the beginning is Genesis, and that particular collection of books extends to the book of Deuteronomy. That's the fifth book, and that's a very special collection. Our Jewish sisters and brothers understand that to be, the most significant deposit of Scripture, and for Christians as well, it is very, very important.
That's fascinating, and I'm often fascinated with the connections, especially to the Pentateuch in our New Testament and all the connections to our Catholic faith. That we'll have to talk about that in more detail another opportunity, maybe. That's fascinating to me. What can you give us, like, just a little 2-minute blurb on the Catholic Biblical Society?
Sure. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. The Catholic Biblical Association.
Association.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. Sure. It was founded in the 1930s, and it is sort of the professional organization for professors who tend to be at Catholic colleges and universities with training like myself, where we have biblical studies and we are able to teach courses. But also, I think it's very important what the association does is we do a lot of research into the scriptures, and a lot of when you at liturgy, for example, the church on Sunday, the actual texts that are read, those texts in their English translations are often the product, in part or wholly, of the work of members of the Catholic Biblical Association.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah. So we really strive to be of service to the church in myriad ways, some very practical, and other times we are kind of doing our research, you know, off in the library and doing kind of, you know, very highly specialized work with the texts as well.
Fascinating. Yeah. Professional organization specifically for educators.
It is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Amberly, introduce yourself to all of our listeners, please.
Yes, Tom. Well, I just want to say also thank you for having us here. And it's a pleasure to speak to you. I am the communications manager for the Holy Cross Institute at St. Edward's University. Okay. And as you said, it is a long title, and our business cards are like that. But I really love being here. I've been here for about a year now. And as you just heard, I report to Dr. Bouch, and I am in such good hands.
Yeah.
I could not be in better hands. And I often kind of say that this has been a crash course for me in Catholicism and the Congregation of Holy Cross in general, because I grew up Southern Baptist. I grew up Southern Baptist in an extremely rural part of Central Texas. Mm-hmm. In Blum, Texas.
Blum. We have people who know where Blum, Texas is.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we're in Austin right now, and every time I say Blum, I have to walk myself back from Waco. So it's Waco, Hillsboro, Lake Whitney, Blum.
There you go.
But y'all know where it is, so that's good. Population 400, six-man football.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But much like you, Tom, I've lived all over the world thanks to the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
Hoa.
Yeah, indeed,
and my military service is a key part of who I am internally.
Yeah.
So I really love being here. I do marketing here.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure and a joy to learn about the Congregation of Holy Cross and all that it stands for, and to be able to provide a space for educators, staff, administration, faculty to be able to learn about the basic values and principles that the Congregation of Holy Cross upholds.
Yeah. So you basically just do whatever Dr. Bouch tells you to do, right? But you focus.
Well, just
a good soldier.
He doesn't make me do push-ups. So
well, there you go.
Thank you, Dr. Bouch.
Maybe we could change that. No, I'm kidding.
Drop now.
Those days are gone. Those days are gone.
Well, Amberly is such a professional. Usually, I just sort of pointed to the task and point in a direction, and she does everything else.
Wow.
So her instincts are fabulous.
Thank
you. She is. She's a great professional, and she's been such an asset to us. Mm-hmm. So
thank you, Dr.
So let's talk a little bit about what is the Holy Cross Institute and how, or maybe who, brought it here to St. Edward's University.
Great question, Tom. Thank you. And no one brought it here. It actually was homegrown.
Okay.
It was homegrown 20 years ago. We're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary right now, so it's very special. 20 years ago, the then president of St. Edward's, Dr. George Martin, was meeting with one of the brothers of Holy Cross. And this was Brother Stephen Walsh, who himself had been president here back in the 1970s. So they had a lot of perspective. And they noticed something really important. More and more, the lay people who were here, either teaching or serving the students in other ways through co-curriculars, or maybe in administration and leadership, but the lay people, like us, they were increasingly focused on Holy Cross values and vision and committed more and more to delivering not only Catholic education to our students, but Catholic education that is deep in the Holy Cross spirit of hope and hospitality. And they said, you know, we've got to support this. We've got to create structures so that, you know, this doesn't just fade away with the next generation.
Yeah.
We got to capture this and support this. And that really was the genesis of the Holy Cross Institute. What we have created here is a research institute where we go back and we study carefully what are the roots of Holy Cross, what are the most important values, and how does the vision come together. And then we explain that in resources that are readily available to our faculty and everybody else who's here. And what we say is that everyone who's here is a Holy Cross educator. If you're here, then you're here on behalf of the students, yeah. and you are educating. And it may be through a witness. Mm-hmm. It may not be explicitly through what you say, but it may be through how you do what you do. Mm-hmm. So to your question, yeah, we created this institute, and on a regular basis, we're publishing new books and pamphlets. We're doing, you know, more and more research into some of the key figures of yeah. Holy Cross, yeah. and we're here in the institute with some beautiful icons of our founder, mm-hmm. Father Moreau, behind my right shoulder, mm-hmm. and the saint of Holy Cross, Saint André Bessette. Mm-hmm. So we're increasingly doing new research and finding ways to get their story out to mm-hmm. the people for whom it really matters, the people who are going to be working with our students. And the way that we do that increasingly is not only through books, but we have now an online curriculum, a series of modules that people can sit down and it's almost like a podcast because there's a nice voiceover mm-hmm. and people engage in these modules. There's 10 of them. Each module is less than an hour, so you can do a whole course in Holy Cross. And that allows us to ensure that St. Edward's, a great Catholic university, mm-hmm. is always going to be a Holy Cross university, first rate, you know, closely connected to the mission all the time.
So these modules that you discuss, are they only for the faculty and the staff here at the university, or are they open to generally anyone on the university?
Our approach is open access. Yeah. So we created, and it is at a cost to us internally, but we work with a partner, and so they exist. And if you can simply remember Holy Cross Charism, Charism, C-H-A-R-I-S-M, Holy Cross Charism, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, holycrosscharism.org, you can go there. Yeah. Within a minute, you can register, get your login and password, and start learning.
Wow.
So, and the great thing is, we have folks who are doing that beyond Texas, because there's Holy Cross schools really all around our country.
Oh, wow.
There's about 25 of them.
Really?
And so we have cohorts in some of the schools. There's a school in California, for example, with 100 of their faculty working through these modules as their professional development, with a strong emphasis on mission, obviously.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But even around the world, we have Holy Cross educators, for example, in Bangladesh or Uganda, who are using the modules now. Hmm. So it's really been a great gift. We feel like we're sort of the vessel. It kind of mm-hmm. comes through us and goes out to the people for whom it really matters, the Holy Cross educators.
Yeah. And what kind of topics do these modules cover?
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's a lot on history because
that's really
big. And, you know, it's not just history for history's sake, but it's important to be able to tell the story. I think that's what Jesus did.
Right,
really,
exactly.
You have to be able to tell the story. And to do that, you have to know the story, mm-hmm. you know. So we want to be sure that people know the story in some depth and some detail. It is a wonderful story with our origins in France about 200 years ago. But then there's a whole module on Holy Cross spirituality. Mm-hmm. There's a module on Holy Cross leadership. Mm. There's a module on Catholic social teaching in Holy Cross.
Oh, that's
I could go on and on, but I'll just say there's obviously a couple modules on teaching and pedagogy because that's been the emphasis of Holy Cross.
Sure.
Again, since the beginning, has been working in schools and making sure that education is a transformative mm-hmm. experience for students.
But this might be something that maybe a religious education director or even a teacher at a particular parish might want to look into and further their own teaching prowess as it is.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll make sure and link that in our show notes here.
But great. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Holy Cross also has parishes around the country. Mm-hmm. That's another part of the ministry that Holy Cross has been blessed with. And so what we're doing is making sure that those the pastors, but also the pastoral team, that they're aware of this and have access to it too. Mm.
fascinating.
And as someone who came in as a new employee here at St. Edward's University, it was a great way to onboard me, not just being with the Holy Cross Institute and learning about the history and the things that I need to know in order to market and do my job and you know, put out communications for us, but also just internally being fed. And it was a great way. It was such a holistic way to onboard into an organization. It was so different from, you know, I come from a state school background into a private school background and a Catholic school institute and working for a Catholic research institute. And so having that history was really important. But, you know, my background is not Catholicism. I grew up, like I said, Southern Baptist. And so, you know, the lessons in there are universal. It's not just, you know, a Catholic thing.
Sure.
Right?
Sure,
it's universal. It's universal principles. It's universal values. It's, you know, how do we be of service not only to students in a holistic way, cultivating the mind and the heart, but also how do we build respect amongst our colleagues and how do we bring hope onto our campuses in a time where our world can be in turmoil.
Is in great need of some hope right now.
It is. Yeah, and so it's a really beautiful, like, internal journey as well, not just for what you're going to do for your students, but how are you taking care of yourself? You know, what is your own inner being screaming out for?
Yeah.
What do you need in order to be able to pour from a full cup instead of an empty cup into your students?
That's a great quote. I'm putting that one down. I'm saving that one. That's a good. I like that.
It's
I
important.
Like that. On your website, there's this construct, and I wrote down the acronym, the IFT. There we go. Information Formation Transformation Construct. Can you kind of dive into why that construct and what each pieces of it actually mean?
Sure, absolutely. The first piece, the information, we've already talked about somewhat, okay? This is really where we, as a team, aim to equip and inspire and empower Holy Cross teachers, faculties, and staff, also administrators, board members, Holy Cross students, too. We look to empower them so that we can foster and continue the mission of education, Catholic education with that Holy Cross touch to it, okay? And that's really the information part. We do that through resources. We also conduct conferences. We run seminars. We have a major convocation. It is an international event, and I know we'll probably talk a little bit more about that, but I'll just flag that. And we have so many different things that we're doing, but it's all for the sake of providing this information. The second piece, the formation part, is where you start to think systematically about what you're doing, okay? And the idea that we really are focused on mission. You know, everything has that ultimate goal of mission within it, okay? And so really what we're doing is we're forming these individuals, these educators, these administrators, these board members. We're forming them in mission. And then ultimately, what we see when it's really at its fullest is the transformation, okay, of these educators, but also everyone that they come in contact with in the educational space, right? They become educators in the faith. They become disciples of Jesus, okay? And they're committed to regenerating society, to renewing the church, and as Father Moreau would say, preparing the world for better times. Okay? This is where you want to get, right? You know, we want to change the world, but you have to have a plan. It sounds great, but you have to have a plan. So we do have a plan. It's the IFT approach. And I just want to say with Father Moreau, he was absolutely committed to, you know, educating and forming students who, upon graduation, would really go out and make a difference in terms of their values, their ethics, not just their skill set and their career competencies, but the quality of person that they were. Because he wanted to make sure that we were making the world a better place, and he also had his sights ultimately on the ultimate, which mm-hmm. is heaven mm-hmm. and our Heavenly Father. He wanted as many souls as possible, humanly yeah. possible, in the end, to be with God. Yeah. And so we are committed to, yes, making the world a better place and creating citizens for the world and citizens for heaven.
Yeah. And that missionary mindset is so key to an educational component, an educational background for everybody. And not just our college students and beyond, but even for our pre-K and elementary school teachers, that missionary mindset that really kind of, as I understand it, is the foundation. Obviously, it's the foundation of Holy Cross Missionaries, but it's kind of the foundation of the Institute itself.
You're so right. You're so right. An example of that, we see it right here, because we're sort of in a very special Holy Cross triangle here in Austin, mm-hmm. two blocks away. Is St. Ignatius Martyr Church mm-hmm. with its elementary school. And then two blocks from there is San Juan Diego High School, which yeah, is a Holy Cross yeah. high school. We gave a retreat to the high school students.
Oh, wow.
And I could always tell the students who had been at St. Ignatius Martyr because mm-hmm. they knew about Holy Cross and they knew about mission.
Okay.
And Amberlee can tell you, here we welcome students from that particular high school.
Uh-huh.
And we can always tell. They stand out because mm. when they're taught mission, something happens. Yeah. The transformation at least begins.
Yeah.
And it's evident. Yeah,
yeah. Mm. That's wonderful.
It is. I saw it this summer during our Holy Cross Conference for Student Leaders. Mm-hmm. And I could really see the connection from the educator's standpoint and how it relates to our students and how the students get fed from the resources and the events that we hold here at the Holy Cross Institute. For instance, many of the educators who came and facilitated the conference for student leaders this summer were at convocation. And so they came to convocation, and I know we'll talk a little bit more about that, but they were in the workshops, and they were listening to the keynote, and they were networking with other Holy Cross administrators, staff, faculty, educators, and they were getting fed on things like, you know, how to the Holy Cross history, pedagogy, spirituality, and mission. And then to full circle kind of see that being implemented on our campus and them implementing all of the things that they learned at the conference with their students, you know, and we just hold space for them. I handled the logistics and like getting them here and booking the rooms and doing all of that. But we follow them, you know, and we kind of participate on the periphery. So we have a really good bird's eye view of what it looks like for those educators to not only come and be fed through convocation, but in turn, what it produces in the student experience for what they've learned when they were here. And I can tell you that those students came away feeling fed, feeling spiritually fed, feeling fulfilled for the service that they provided in Austin when they were here. They did a service project here with homeless people, and the unhoused have a facility in East Austin with the Other Ones Foundation, and the Other Ones Foundation has 100 units for homeless people where they give resources to homeless people. And our students went and did a service project there. They cleaned up their space so they could build more housing over there. And they learned the history of, you know, what this organization did, and then they helped out, and then they came back and they just talked about the things that they found when they were helping clean up the area of an encampment where they were. And it was things like a badge patch from, you know, a veteran, a homeless veteran. Mm. And as you know, there's a large homeless veteran population yep. In America.
Unfortunately, yes.
And her parents are military. Mm. And so just going there, picking up that last name and putting it in a trash bag and really contemplating the world and what that means.
Yeah.
And they weren't just picking up trash. They were reflecting on what they were picking up methodically like that. Mm-hmm. And I know that because this young lady came and told that story. Mm-hmm. And she was just, that is the Holy Cross education in a mm-hmm. nutshell. You know, they led them to be methodical about the service that they were doing. And I've never been on a service project where the leaders of the project did that with the volunteers beforehand and set them up for that kind of a spiritual journey. You can go pick up trash and have a day saying, oh, I just cleaned something up and don't mess with Texas. And yeah, mm-hmm. I did that good mm-hmm. thing. Or you can go and you can really get a lesson, a life lesson on the value of your service to society.
That's truly that transformation aspect of the pedagogy that exists here in the Institute itself. That's an incredible story.
You see it so clearly. That was a stunning example. Mm-hmm. We see it a lot. And it is so often, as Amberlee described, the providence of God bringing together pieces of the puzzle of God's own mystery and love for us. So that is a really big part of Holy Cross. Father Moreau focused on God's providence and felt that that was crucial for creating a mission, that you had to have a deep, deep hope, and it had to be based on a conviction that God's plan was already in play and that we were all part of it. So we know it was not a coincidence that she found that particular Amen. Name Amen. Badge. And we know all that happened after that was grace. Yeah. It wasn't just coincidence. Yeah. And we understand that to be part of God's plan, mm-hmm. God's providence. And, you know, Tom, it sometimes it happens in the smallest of ways, the simplest of ways. And you say, oh, that's a little piece of the puzzle. That helps out here or there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's in bigger ways.
Yeah.
But it is really remarkable what we see on a regular basis in terms of God's work here at the Holy Cross Institute.
Yeah. God-cidences, we like to call them. Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is not an original. I stole that from somebody else, so you're welcome to it. We're going to actually have to put a pin in this. Can y'all come back next week? And because I have 1,000 more questions, and I really want to dive into more of kind of the aspects of the Institute here that are specific to St. Edward's. Can we come back next week and finish our conversation?
I would love to do that.
Let's do it.
All right, great. Folks, if you missed all or part of today's episode, go to our website, armorofgodradio.com, and you can download the podcast and listen to it, whatever. You can also download our app, and then you can listen to us wherever you are in the world, and wherever you have access to your phone. So thanks again. We'll come back next week, and we'll finish our conversation here on Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. Y'all have a great week.